It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
Well, hello there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got that.
You know?
Little movie reference. Well played.
Well, hello. You don't like what I do. Well, hello.
Nope. But you're driving, so.
Yeah, you know, I get to control the board here. Some behind-the-scenes knowledge and the audio equipment, so I get to be crazy and cuckoo. We're kind of like going through things to talk about because we did our whole Game of Thrones series. We've had some real life instances that sparked conversation.
Absolutely.
And now we're kind of like, okay.
It's a quiet week.
Yeah. It's not a whole lot going on, I don't think, this week. I think we've been kind of we've been busy with some things.
Yeah,
like some
absolutely.
You know, work things been busy. So the other stuff is getting kind of taking a back seat, if you will. So now we're kind of like, okay. Let's think of some random things or whatever. And we found this really cool list, and there's so many things that we'd like to talk about, but I think
it would be
appropriate.
It would go off the rails.
I think too much.
So fast.
Oh my gosh. I think it would almost been like us talking for hours upon hours and things we shouldn't say and people shouldn't
right.
hear.
Well, and there was one that asked if you could do something without any ethical repercussions, what would you do? You can't do that without offending someone.
Oh yeah.
And like I have several. I have a lot.
I mean, you would. All out went murder.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Who wouldn't get caught? What could you get away with? Murder?
I was like.
Like, it's not even a question.
My thought was like, robbing a bank and being rich. You were like, murder.
I'm making the world a better place.
Oh, okay. I got you. I hear you, Deadpool. So we're kind of stuck on this one, and I'm going to be interested to see your answer and my answer. I'm going to have to, I guess, put it out on the fly.
Yeah.
So if you are wrongfully put into an insane asylum, how would you convince them that you're actually sane and not pretending to be sane? So one of those, I'm not crazy, and then they're like
right.
in their room like eating toenails. So gross. Number one. Okay, let's
wow.
hear it.
To be honest, I feel like the one thing I would just sit in the room. And the moment if they walked in, they were like, or if you had a session, because you know, they have sessions with psychiatrists
right.
and all that.
You have to look at the ink blots and all that other stuff.
I would answer the question in the exact sarcastic nature that I do with everything else. Mm-hmm. I would be as close to me as possible
right.
without being, I would try to limit my quotations, like using funny movie quotes or little
mm-hmm.
quips, because I immediately, they're like, oh yeah, well you relate to that. No.
But wouldn't you think that almost make you more normal? They're like, oh, he's watched Citizen Kane.
Yes and no. I would have to pick my movie quotes. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to quote The Shining. That's
yeah,
probably
please.
A bad idea.
Oh, yeah. I would not for that. But I think
Silence
of
the Lambs also probably a bad option.
But if you quoted, like, Pretty Woman, like, you work on
but
commission,
a,
right?
But as a dude?
I was in here yesterday. You didn't wait on me.
And yet.
Big mistake. Huge.
I feel like you're counteracting all of the things that I would do.
Yeah. I would be in the room beside you and be like, listen.
Right.
He's crazy. Yeah. Don't let him out.
I think the best thing you could do is just be as normal as possible. I realize... Ha, 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 Josh isn't normal. Ha, ha, fine. I just feel like you want to keep a level head. Like, at no point you're sitting there talking to the psychiatrist and then look hard right and go, squirrel. You don't want to have one of those moments.
That'd be awesome.
Of course it would. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to pull your feet up to your chest and just kind of rock back and forth
right.
in the chair.
Yeah.
You just want to be normal and sarcastic. And when they ask you a question, you be the biggest smart aleck possible because that's the normal train of thought.
Right.
If you're going to be defensive, they're like, how do you feel right now?
Well, how do
pretty
you?
Pretty awkward.
I would want to do like, let me ask her everything with a question. How do you feel right now?
Side note, questions only is my favorite Whose Line Is It Anyway game of all time.
We need to do a whole podcast with questions only.
Oh, geez. Do we really want to do that?
I don't know. Do we really want to do that?
That's not fair. You can't do that. Why would you do that?
Oh,
there's enough of a pause. Points for me.
That would be amazing.
That
Wouldn't
would be tough
think?
To mediate. Somebody called Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Like he's not doing anything.
I want
right
Drew
now.
Carey, though, when he was like 80 pounds heavier. Skinny
oh,
Drew Carey looks.
Judgment.
No.
Judgment.
No. Okay. Let's break the. Well, is this part of the insane asylum? I think.
Apparently.
I think there are some people that, with a little more weight on them, look better. I don't.
Okay.
I mean, that can be for another day, another discussion.
Sure.
Another, you know, whose line is it
better,
anyway?
Fatter.
Yeah. Better.
You find that title on WAKG.com.
Or fat. Do you remember that website? It was called Hot or Not? Never mind. Okay, we'll get. you could post a selfie and people would go hot or not. Do you remember that?
Okay. I do.
We'll talk about that in the insane asylum. Like, sure. The psychiatrist would be like, okay, why are we...
You judge everybody that walks by.
That's the thing. I get so, like, it's not squirrel moments, but I will, like, segue into different, like, off conversations or, like, have random pop culture references. Mm-hmm. Or I do sounds and stuff. Sometimes I'll be like, beep, 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 beep.
This is 100% why I call you intro.
Yeah.
For all things.
Yeah. Yeah, the intro game. The intro game is if you ever want to listen to music with me, like, say at a party or something, I'm like, I'll put my phone up, and it's like 15 seconds of the song. I'm like, oh, let's listen to something else.
She could save so much space
if
she just did a little bit of editing and
intro.
Opted for the first 15 seconds.
But I will tell you, I'm excellent at telling you what a song is just by hearing the intro.
I feel like the longer I'm here, we all develop a knack for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are little things I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a way to prove we're not insane. Like, play some music for us, depending on the song.
I don't know.
Insane.
I guess
in
that's
membrane.
A way. Okay. So I think being as much of a normal, politically correct human as possible, doing your best to not have those
to make them
off
think
the deep
you're
end
not.
Emotions, just for them, because
I don't know.
They're
but don't
predetermined
you think
to look for certain triggers.
Couldn't you think you'd be too perfect? It's almost like if you're trying to, how can I word this?
Well, but
okay. Say like Ferris Bueller. He tried to show that he was there at the house all day.
Right.
But you need to mess the bit up just a little bit. Don't make it perfect. I think
if you're
too perfect, they'll be like, oh, you're totally pretending not to be insane.
But
that's
not,
the whole argument here.
But I'm not talking perfect. I want me to be my normal self. Like, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what behavior got me here. Well, they're certainly not going to show me my chart because, you know.
I mean, let me see that real quick.
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, you know what's in the chart.
What's it say?
So you don't want to be rude. You don't want to be angry. You certainly don't want to fly off the handle.
Yeah, you don't want to hit the wall or you don't
right.
want to, where's my straight jacket?
Exactly.
Give
I lost my coat.
Yeah. Can I wear it backwards? Tie it up around my
exactly.
wrist?
So to me, the thought is stay as normal as possible.
Okay.
Maintain the status quo as opposed to.
I'm going to make friends with a psychiatrist. I'm like, look, bud, let's be friends. Let's
that's
just,
your go-to?
Let's just throw it all out here. I don't belong here. You know I don't belong here.
You can't open a conversation in an insane asylum like going,
look, listen, I don't
we all know
here.
I don't need to be here.
You know
this is
fun fact though, someone in this room had a family member who went to an insane asylum. Like 1920s insane asylum.
I haven't gone that far back, so I don't know.
I have.
Hmm.
Great grandmother? Yeah. Oh, totally.
Well.
Yeah, she.
The apple.
She,
the apple. The apple.
What if I said, "Look, great grandma, I'd already done this. I don't need to be here. We all know."
Yeah,
crazy.
It's hereditary that I got crazy in the family.
It just skipped like five generations, like, and now I'm here. Why would we think we'd be there? There was a lady who in journalism.
Murder
in Savannah. There was a lady we learned about in journalism class in college that she was a news reporter, and they would often go undercover in insane asylums back in the day when they were horrible. You know, like the dirty ones. Almost like American Horror Story where
Correct.
They're like dirty and people are getting abused and
of
having
course.
Like, was it phlebotomies for no reason?
Correct.
And then like the electroshock chambers and stuff like that. So I think from what I can recall, it was kind of the same thing. She had to reveal that she wasn't crazy and she was actually just like a reporter doing like some undercover work. So I think that would be just really hard because you know that they're going to be like, come on now.
Right. Like, how do you prove that?
Yeah. I mean, are you like, let's play this game of checkers. Hey,
I don't
what
like
if I just...
checkers. Can we play chess instead?
Yeah. Or like, can we play mousetrap? Or sorry? Or, you know, operation?
I feel like, and see, my buddy's a psychology major. Uh-huh. So I
It'd
know he's psychoanalyzing me at almost... Not on purpose.
Right.
I think it's just kind of...
It's kind of ingrained in him.
Right.
It's almost like when we hear songs and stuff, we're like, oh, that's a little loud, or oh, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Or
we worry about levels for everything.
Yeah. I would think if I was, you know, interacting with someone with a psychological background, whether it be like major or professional or whatever, you'd always feel like they were analyzing you, even like subconsciously.
That person must think I'm crazier than a bag of cats.
Right.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that would be the random. I guess I would just try to be as frank as possible. I'm like, look, I don't need to be here.
See, I think that's the worst thing you could say. I think you go through.
I'm not going to be like chewing on like my finger and like doing a handstand and jumping jacks at the same time.
How many prisoners don't need to be in jail? Yeah. I got no business being here. Okay.
Yeah.
We found you with blood on your hands.
Yeah.
I got no business being here.
Look, teardrop tattoos. Let's
right.
get out of here.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't go at it with that approach. Because if you sit in there and go, I shouldn't be here. Like,
listen, you know I shouldn't.
Can
be
we
here.
Just be straight up?
You don't lie
that's
to
why
me.
You're here to start with.
You don't lie to me. I don't lie to you. I shouldn't be here.
Just answer his questions. Why? Just go through it.
Why am I here anyway? Who locked me up?
See, that would be the tough thing for me, is not wanting to find out who put me here
yeah.
and why they put me here. So I want to work my way away from whatever that reason is.
Right.
And let me give you examples of why I'm not that, or, you know, those
right.
types of things. I would need more background, but they're not going to give it to you.
No.
You know why you're here. Okay.
All right, cool.
Ask your
do
questions.
Do you know why I'm here? Question game.
Exactly. But that's the thing.
And then ink blots. How do you, I'm like, it's a spider. Or they're like, oh, she's definitely crazy. Like,
well, and I realize that the ink blot test is very weird to me.
I think it's very subjective, too.
I do, too. But I also think they're looking for rational thought.
Do they have
like,
ink
you need
blots
to look
online?
At it. I'm Hold sure on. They do. But I'm just saying, if you look at the rational thought of the shapes that are there, like, there's a couple of those. As you look at it, that second one that you have on the
right
screen
here.
There looks like a bear to me.
It does look like a bear.
Right. But I think that's a rational response.
That looks like an eye.
Exactly. And so you get that.
That looks like, okay, what would you think that one is? Is that a bunny or two people kissing?
It's a cow.
What?
It's a cow to me.
It almost looks like the Donnie Darko bunny. But then don't you see that? That looks like a person kissing.
I do kissing. See that now. That's
like,
weird, depending on how you look at it.
That's a butterfly. I think a lot of I wonder like how they choose these.
Oh, I think they choose them for a purpose. And depending on your answer, they gauge you on
you psycho crazy.
How far down the spectrum are you? What do you see first? And at that point.
Yeah, like maybe if you saw like a cow and then I saw people like kissing or whatever, it's like, oh, she, you know.
She immediately looks for an emotional attachment.
Right. And yours is like, I don't know, he needs to go to Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Like
but no, that's like, it, though. Like, those are so subjective. They're predetermined to have those answers to go, he said cow, he's crazy. And
Momo crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would give you the most honest answer. Like, I see colors. No, you don't. It's black and white. If you do see color, like, I think my best form of treatment would be to sit in on someone else's, and then when it's over, go, how do you how crazy do you feel like that person is?
Do you know
like,
they add like
rationally have that conversation?
It looks like they add colors to some of them. Like one has red, and they're like, oh, if you see red, you're automatically like, ah, blood. Like what do you see in that one?
Your microphone's in the way, so
I'm
I can't
sorry.
See that one. So let me move. Honestly, that looks like a clown. Like a clown's
it
face.
It does look like, okay.
As he's not smiling, but he's like, hey.
Some
God,
people see two
crazy.
Humans, four-legged animal. I thought elephant.
Really?
Elephant, bear, dog, animal. Look at it. It looks like two elephants.
Yeah, I can see that now that you say that. I guess I'm thrown off by the color. Like the way the color design is laid out in that one. I tell you what, save that one. That's going to be our image for this episode. Because I think that'll be so you guys have an idea of what we're looking at and tell us what you see.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if we can find the other ones.
Okay.
The eye is easy.
Yeah, like some of those are just cut and dry. Like you look at that.
This one, the bunny. Or
that
I saw
one.
Them kissing.
Mm-hmm. Nope, I get that. And when you look at some of those, again, you're right, it's subjective. They've got to be looking for a certain series of concerns. I would be concerned to be there. Just because I fear for my safety.
I would be nervous. I mean, I get like white coat syndrome when certain
you
offices.
You do.
Oh, my
man,
gosh.
I'd love
like,
to see you in that room. That'd be
no,
hilarious.
It'd be like sad. It'd be like,
no,
oh,
no,
this
no.
Girl
I'd be watching the closed circuit TV going, she's nuts.
Or like the two-way mirror glass. They're like, look at her. She's insane. I'd be like, no, I'm not. Is that rain? Side note?
Possibly.
I heard rain. Huh. Maybe I am insane.
Hearing things doesn't make you insane.
Oh, really?
Not to me. I mean, unless you're sitting here and you're like, I hear gunfire.
Venom.
Right. Now, if you, what did you say? And you start talking to somebody, That's different.
They're like, oh, what's happening here? Yeah.
So I opt for normal. You opt for trying to convince them you're not crazy.
I just opt for just going, just facing the bull by the horns. Just be like, yeah, what's going on here? Let's have a conversation about it. Come on. Because I think someone who is sane would be able to have a decent, good conversation and it be natural and just continue on. But we also, in this business, have the ability to ad lib and just keep on rolling. Like, I could probably tell you about, like, an apple, like, longer than a person would tell you about an apple.
Of course.
I'd be like, well, is it a Macintosh? Is it a Honeycrisp? What is the texture outside of
right.
it? Is it waxy? Is it sweet? Is it bitter? Is it soft? Is it firm? Oh my gosh, best tasting apple in the world. So I think it would be like,
it's our job to be storytellers.
Her brain is going. So she obviously isn't too crazy. Maybe she's weird and quirky, but that's not insane. Let's lock her up and take her away to the funny farm. But
like the over. So you think you would be dinged points for over analysis, for overselling? Do you think that could be taken as a negative? Or do you think that is your sane quality?
I think that's my sane quality.
Really?
I think my sane quality is, like, her brain is obviously, like, going and going and going and going and going and going. And maybe she's able to talk about things and keep a conversation going and questioning things, but in a normal way. Like, oh, I don't know.
I would just try to have a conversation.
I just hope I never end up in an insane asylum. Is that too much to ask? Because great-great-grandmother was.
It's in the family.
And she I got had records. A phlebotomy, from what I understand. I was like, oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
You and your electroshock therapy. That's what you would need.
Yeah, where they put the thing in your mouth, and then they put the
Or they put the attachments to your head. Or
gosh, that'd be horrible. Because then they thought, like, it'd shock your brain to normal.
It's funny. I thought there was a small part of me that always kind of wondered if I did that every time I reached for a donut. But I'm like, all they would do is just burn my skin.
They do have a shock thing. I saw it pop up on Facebook. There is actually like almost like a Fitbit that you can set to shock you when you go for unhealthy foods.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All
right?
I would do is just
I got a full
angry.
Body suit. The donuts in the back that they brought. I'm like, zah!
Yeah.
But I mean, I have like guilt. That just, guilt of like, oh.
You, but it's a body suit, so you're wearing it under your normal clothes. So you're just sitting there you're like, convulsing. Oh, that's a really cool cookie. Oh, bam, right in the floor in a restaurant.
Oh, here it goes.
That's how you got there.
Yeah, that's how I got
there.
Because
no one knew.
They're like, what's wrong with her?
She just threw herself in the floor.
What are you doing? It turned into like Jim Carrey from Liar Liar. Like the bathroom
the
scene.
Pen is red.
What are you doing? I'm kicking my own. Like,
and it's a movie quote. Well done.
Of course it is. Of course we're going to have some sort of random quote. So if you had to be placed into an insane asylum, how would you convince them you were not insane?
That's what we got to know. And let us know what you think. We're going to put a couple of the
ink
Warshat drawings. That's right.
Is that what they're called?
Ink blot is the layman's term. Warshat drawings is the proper term.
So you would correct the psychologist and be like, that's a Warshat.
No.
I
would do as little as possible
to
give,
off.
Not to tick him off, because I feel like he wants to aggravate you a little. He wants you to go to that dark place. Mm-hmm. I think deep down that in the long haul, he wants to break you down and start you back over and figure out where the disconnect is so he can reestablish it. I want to just answer his questions and go with the flow.
Right.
Not so much to get out of there, but to convince him. He's like, oh, this dude's had some screwed up stuff in his childhood, maybe, but he shouldn't
he's
be
all right.
locked up.
He's
I mean,
all right.
Like, if there's no criminal record, there's no background, he's never had any sort of disciplinary issue. Like,
why he here?
Why is he here?
Right.
Like, I want to. You tell me. You ask me the questions that, based on what your paper says, why I'm here, and I'm going to give you the most honest answer I can.
Nice. Well, I mean, technically, you've been in an insane asylum right now. This is like. Inception.
Thank God I'm across the desk
right.
and not in your head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, jeez.
We could do the Game of Thrones.
No.
That would be insane.
Watching season 8 again would be.
Watching season 8 sent me here. That would be my answer.
There it is.
It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.